Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thinking of this beautiful, precious word this morning of all things, the demonic things, the darknesses passing away and the new light is shining. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. We're just reminded of it again, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, that once we compared ourselves with ourselves and we compared ourselves with others, so worrying about the opinion going on around us. But praise God, there came a time where you told us to look away, and we looked away, and we looked as unto Jesus, your Son, your Redeemer, the answer, and everything changed, Lord. So thank you for this word again this morning, is to wake us up to the perfect work of redemption in Jesus Christ. He became sin so we can become the righteousness of God, that we were lost, but now we found, and found in your amazing love on a daily basis, because morning by morning you waken us up and we see afresh and we're inspired to be inspirations, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. So remove every trace of your leaven of compromise with sin, so that you might become new and pure again. For indeed you are clean, because Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed for you. So now we can celebrate our continual feast, not with the old leaven, the yeast of wickedness or bitterness, but we will feast on the freshly baked bread of innocence and holiness.
Hallelujah. Oh, can you just see here that we once partook of the wickedness, the yeast of wickedness and bitterness, and that was all demonic. It was all of darkness. It was all of short of the glory. But praise God, now because of Jesus, because of the love of the Father sending Jesus, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, it brings us, it opens up our eyes to a new and a better covenant. And we can now partake of the fresh, the beauty, the great and precious promises of innocence. Innocence, why? Because sin has completely been dealt with, taken away as far as the east is from the west. And holiness, what's holiness? Holiness is, yes, it's separated from darkness, but the emphasis of holiness is separated unto. You now married to another to bear fruits unto God. You are now a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. Amen. You are a new creation, and you need to now behold the new. And what is the new? The goodness, the bigness, the greatness of the love of God in Christ Jesus for you to arise and shine. So the prophetic word in the Old Testament emphasizes this and brings it out so beautifully. I can just think of the Hosea scripture, Hosea 6, where it says, come, let us know the Lord. And then it speaks about he will revive us, he will refresh us, he will come to us. And that's reality because of him dying and being revived and now ruling and reigning to fill the whole world with bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. That's why he's ruling and reigning. That's where he is. And then we there together with him as he comes like the dew. He comes in the morning. And so we stay in tune with him. That beautiful picture there is this very picture we see in here, that we finish with the old. We finish with the old. We finish with the darkness. And we are in the light, a light of innocence and the light of holiness, the goodness of God been made available and real to us. And then another one is Isaiah 9. And that is speaking about the Lord comes like is a bright light. And that's what happens when the Lord comes into our lives, when we turn from darkness to the light. Why? Because then the reality then is that the devil is defeated, like Midian was defeated. And the reality is we are in the harvest. So you not the wheat that has been burnt up, but you, the wheat that has been harvested, that is now in the barn, in the presence of the Lord, in becoming useful Amen. And being used by God as he is with you. And that's what you got there in Isaiah 9. Why? Because Jesus is the wonderful counsel, the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of this government that he's brought about, the kingdom, there'll be no end. You know? So that's the wonderful, I think it's Isaiah 54, where it talks about the bride. You were forsaken, but now you are loved. You were lost, but now you are found. You were being broken down by lies, but now you are built up by precious stones. What is the precious stones? The original intention that God had for his people has now been made available. Every great and precious promise, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly place, everything pertaining to life. And through these great and precious promises, you partake of the divine nature. And why? Because you have escaped the corruption. You were born into the reality of the kingdom year, the Father year, the Lord year. You can see that in Hebrews 12 from verse 22. You've come to the kingdom. Amen. You come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and then you see the Father there, you see the Son there, you see the church of the firstborn, all the old prophets, we built on them, and then the 12 apostles, the disciples, we're reading here about their wonderful understanding of the goodness of God. We're there together with them, and here the Lord is speaking now, and we must serve him reverently, because everything else is shaking. But this kingdom and this goodness of God, it just builds us up. It doesn't shake us. It shakes off the old concepts, the lies, but we find that new things shake us. Yeah. So here we see it, and it's all because, like Jesus says, unless you're born again, you will not see or enter the kingdom of God. But we are born again, so we can now see and enjoy, enter in and enjoy. And I think of 1 Peter, where it talks about now making your calling and election sure, and you won't stumble, and then also you will be richly provided for in this eternal love covenant, this kingdom of God. So be blessed to know, guys, that the love of God has come and dealt with anything that can hinder us from experiencing and walking with and enjoying and being the fragrance that God made us to be. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.